Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Me and my best friends will sit in the living room for 7 hours. I'll yell out an NFL player and somebody will yell out what college he went to. 7 hours, that's all we do. I'm like, Brady Quinn. And somebody's like, yes!
Jeremy White.
Ryan Leaf. Let's go!
And Joe DiBiase.
Eric Decker. Let's go!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Justin Fields, the Ohio State. I don't know why I did it that way. Sam Darnold, USC.
We get a harder one here.
Ryan Mallett. Ooh, Arkansas.
That's right. All right.
Yep. Come on. Ryan Mallett. These aren't nothing.
These aren't that hard.
Ryan Mallett.
I can give you a really hard one. Tony Romo.
Eastern Illinois.
It's also like an obscure, easy one.
Because mm-hmm. Why else would I know that Eastern Illinois exists? It's because Tony Romo went there.
That's right, that's right.
And played there.
That's kind of like Fred Jackson.
Co-college.
You're required to say tiny co-college.
Am I?
You have to say tiny co-college. It's the rule on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Yep. Of course, Fred Jackson from tiny co-college.
Uh-huh.
Hey, everybody, good morning. Happy Friday, Jeremy and Joe.
I didn't miss.
You didn't miss.
Good start to the morning.
Should I keep going until
be
you
a
do?
Good extra. I mean, we could be here all day though. I don't know
all
about
right,
that.
All right, let's get a moderately tough one here. Like,
Romo was pretty tough.
Romo's not tough.
Eastern Illinois.
I mean, I asked all of them, which means that I knew all of them.
What's the nickname?
I got to ask you one I don't know.
What's the nickname for Eastern Illinois?
They're not the Salukis. That's Southern Illinois.
No, they're the Panthers.
Oh, obviously, there you go. Could have guessed that one
that's
too.
That's an easy one.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Is he one of the Kentucky kids? Kentucky.
Is it bad I switched sports? Should I stayed in?
I know I had football, my football mind. He went to Iowa State. Oh, I did know that because Paul has brought him up before.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iowa State.
Anyway, good morning.
Right, there we go.
Paul's going to join us at 7. Talk a little Sabres. Latest on the Sabres. The NHL draft is a week from today. Some fantasy chatter at 9 o'clock and, you know, whatever else comes up along the way. We'll see if J.J. Paterka can be linked to any more teams. Can they get to 31 teams?
Well, what do we have so far? We have...
There's a new update from Frank Saravalli.
Okay, because we have the Rangers, we have Calgary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tampa?
Yes, he included the Lightning yesterday.
Okay. Is that it?
No, there's like 5 more.
There's 5 more?
Yes. Every time Frank Saravalli tweets, he's got like 3 more teams.
Okay.
Which, you know, I've got no reason to believe that Frank has not been told these things. It's just a matter of, okay, we get it. The Paterka camp, I think the easiest way to kind of look through this is that the Paterka camp is quite eager to get it all out there.
Yeah.
Everybody's interested. So,
yep,
there you go. Another name. Maybe Friedman even threw a couple out there. Like, yeah, if you're an agent trying to get your player moved, you got to call multiple reporters.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, every team is interested.
I mean, shouldn't they be to some extent? Like, is there any reason to not want him as a player? He's really good.
He is good.
He's really good. He could become even better. He's 23.
Yep.
And he has yet to really play with star line mates for a whole season. He played with Tage and Tuck for like the end of the year 2 years ago and the beginning of last year. But even that is there. Like, I think last year Cousins was the most common line mate. So maybe a team could think, if we put him on our top line, he's going to score 35 goals and put up 85 points.
And that's pretty good.
And I think that's not that far-fetched for a team to think that he could do that. And he hasn't put up so much production yet that Like, if you wanted to sign him long term right now, you're not paying him $9-10 million a year, unless it's an offer sheet.
Well, if you're the Sabres, you might be paying him that because you're convincing him A, to stay, and B, you're buying up years of his unrestricted free agency where in a couple of years he might get that kind of money.
That's right. So. But the team that would trade for him right now, like if Tampa were to trade for him right now, he's not getting paid $9.5 million per year, right?
I don't think so.
You're maybe happier in this spot and we don't have as much cap space and you can throw the state tax thing in if you really need to, and it's okay, we're gonna give you eight.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you 7.5 or 8. We're not making you the highest paid forward on a team that has Nikita Kucherov, Braden Point, Jake Guentzel, Brandon Hagel, and so on and so forth.
Trade him for Brandon Hagel. Right the wrong that is letting Brandon Hagel leave.
I mean, he has no trade protection on his contract. He also is the guy that plays for Team Canada, so maybe one for one is not something Tampa would like to do there.
Paterka plays for Team Germany. That seems like a one for one.
Okay.
All right, we're talking both are international stars.
Okay, that's true.
Anyway, NHL offseason's upon us. It's the season to get mad about trades that you don't really care about because other teams are making trades.
Yes.
Did I need Eric Halla? I have no idea. I don't even care.
Nope.
Did I need Mason Marchment? Maybe. I don't even know. I don't care. Probably. I saw him on a list for some people. Mason Marchment just got traded from the Stars to Seattle for a third and a fourth, which this is the time of year where I feel required to say this. That is literally nothing. There is no value at all to a fourth-round pick. None.
Mm-mm.
And a third-round pick is just the thing you put in place of a thing that doesn't have any value. Third and fourth-round picks are meaningless in the NHL, for all intents and purposes. This is not an NFL third-round pick. You go look at the history of the Sabres third round, and you should trade your third-round pick. A third and a fourth for an NHL forward who is what? What do you know about Mason Marchment? He's mean?
He's big and he's mean and he scored 20 goals like 4 years in a row. It's 2 years in a row. 2 years in a row he scored 20 goals.
Third and a fourth.
Yeah. That's really nothing. The value Dallas is getting is that they are getting his salary off their books and then they can now pay Jason Robertson.
Right, which is...
Or should be able to pay Jason
Which
Robertson.
Is part of the speculation on like what this all means for Dallas. Trade a player for nothing. Another reason that the idea of fearing the salary cap in the NHL, like somebody's going to take that player for free.
Yeah.
You can just get off from that contract. So
really, when you put it that way, future considerations trades should really never exist because... like. Just sixth round pick in the NHL. It's already basically nothing.
Right.
Why do I actually have to acquire nothing? Just throw the late round pick in there, let alone, even third and a fourth. So, yeah, I did see that trade and saw that takeaway that, they might have enough space now to pay everybody. And kind of a letdown because Robertson was maybe my favorite idea
the Sabres. And you think he won't move now?
I think it's probably, unless they're about to go pay... everybody else, if they pay Jamie Benn to stay around because he's a free agent and he's been there forever, and if they're going to keep Duchesne around. But no, I think more likely is their star winger, no pun intended, who's still only 25 years old, they're going to give him a monster contract.
Yeah.
I think that's why you do that. Why do you trade a player that's pretty good, big and can score, and why do you trade that player off your roster for nothing? You're doing it because you're keeping Jason Robertson, not because you're keeping your old guys.
Do you want to try to guess? I mean, listen, it's a Friday, it's June, and I'm sorry for this kind of instant trivia I'm going to give you. You're waking up and you're like, you're about to ask this question.
Uh-huh.
You're going to do this, and I'm saying, I'm going
to
do it.
It's worse than where Tony Romo went to college?
Oh, yeah. The last Sabres third round pick to play 100 games in the NHL.
Ooh. To play 100 games 100. In the NHL?
Yeah. There's a span in here where they actually drafted this number pretty well. And your guy, Max Afinogenoff, by the way, was a third round draft pick.
Yes,
so
he was.
I don't want to say he played 650 games.
It's a great draft.
But the last time a third round pick for the Sabres played 100 games in the NHL, period. Not just for them.
Okay, so it's more recent than 1999 or 97, whenever Afinogenoff got drafted. The last third round pick. Okay.
I appreciate the music. I feel horrible for even asking this question. So let's save it for a trivia that people can play along with.
Did Nick Baptiste get to 100 games played?
He did not.
He didn't get to 100 games played?
That is a third-round pick. You've remembered a third-round pick.
That's really where I just wanted to start here. Like, remember guys that were third-round picks. Yep. I remember that the guy, he didn't get to 100 games. There's a referee now the Sabres drafted in the third round.
Justin Key.
Is it Key or Kea?
Justin Key.
Justin Key?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a ref. That doesn't count for 100 games?
No.
Third-round pick. Was, like, Aleš Kotalík a third round pick?
No, I'll just give it to you.
What year? Can you give me the year?
2009. They drafted him in 2009. So it was just 16 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long time.
A third round pick played 100 games in the NHL for the Sabres.
Not even like just for the Sabres, like for any
in the NHL. Yeah. 16 years ago he was drafted.
It's like TJ Brennan.
It's great. Go ahead.
Braden McNabb.
It's Braden McNabb.
Oh, okay.
That's the best trivia answer I've ever
had. They had a little run there where it's like Clark MacArthur, Andre Sequeira, Marc-Andre Grignani, Braden McNabb, Corey Tropp. And then fourth rounders, you've got your Foligno. Marcus Foligno's a fourth round pick. Matthew Barnaby's a fourth round pick.
That's a good one.
Will Borgen, Jacob Bryson, Chris Butler. So,
I mean, almost all of those guys are Darcy draft picks.
Yeah. You get some. You get some players. But why do I say it's worth nothing? It's because you could just get them for free. If you traded a fourth-round pick and like, oh, man, we need a fourth, you could just go get one at the draft.
Right.
We'll give you a fourth next year for a fourth now. Didn't Bottrell do that once? Bottrell traded down?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You can have a third now for a fourth next year or something. He did that once.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a famous trade like in the anyway, whatever. The NHL draft's a week from today. I don't know what we're going on. how do we get here?
Anything past like really, I guess if you have a high second round pick, like what is that? Like
Paterka.
Is 30% to be like a full-time NHL player. Like it's a little bit more likely.
It's probably less than that. But it's Paterka. That's Paterka's a high second round pick.
Yep, that's right.
But once you get into the third and fourth round, like especially for established NHL players,
right.
100 times out of 100, you should be making those moves. The Sabres can't fill out their roster and they're trying in free agency or whatever. Like, okay, trade 1,000 third and fourth round picks.
Well, like, okay, so should I be upset that they didn't make this trade? Like, you asked that, like, because this not a player I thought about one time since the season's ended. He's not really a star player at all, but
would he play play on this team? Over any other individual.
You mean like would he be okay coming here? The guy that Dallas just traded to Seattle?
Sure.
Because if the answer is yes, then like, okay, I can basically for nothing have a 6'5 guy who scores 20 goals. Like, sure, I'll take that.
There is one problem though.
I don't know if he had trade protection or what. Because like that's where I kind of feel like I have to not care. Right now, like I just have to make the playoffs and then everybody will be good. Like if I'm the Sabres, I can't live in guys who want to be here world anymore. I've got to not care about it. Is Josh Norris happy that he's in Buffalo right now? That dude has to be like every day waking up like, am I really a Buffalo Sabre right now? He's watching Reinhardt lift the Stanley Cup and his teammates go to the playoffs. He didn't have any trade protection. He just got dealt to the Sabres, and right. He's under contract until like 2032.
Yeah, he was in Ottawa.
Right. But like, I don't even know. I'm just guesstimating. Like, he could be, like, I'm a Sabre?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, and if I were the Sabres, I just wouldn't care about it. Wouldn't care.
Right, he might be one of the reasons that they actually can be good, is if he stays healthy, he's a good player, and we'll just wait to find out.
Marchman had 1 year left at 4.5, and he had a 10-team no-trade list.
Okay,
the Sabres were probably not going to be able to get him.
So, Jeff Merrick wrote something about the Marchman deal to Seattle, and this is like the bigger picture because this is the thing where the Sabres are affected and there's not really much they can do about it. He wrote an important note about the Marchment Seattle deal. Jim Nill sent Marchment to another no state tax team. And he said, you don't want the rep of sending a player somewhere they don't want to go after they take less to play for you. So hold on there. The league might think there's not a problem with the state tax imbalance. I'm inclined to think, whatever, it's fine. But here's Jeff Merrick saying that the player initially signed to play for less.
Right.
Because it was in Dallas.
Right.
With a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to, I won't trade you someplace where you get hit for that. He traded him to another state where,
yeah.
And for what? For nothing.
For nothing.
I'm going to get rid of you. I'll take nothing in return and send you someplace where it's cool for you to go because we had this little arrangement on the no state tax deal. To me, if you're Gary Bettman, who, you know, nothing's ever wrong with the sport, according to him, I might not think about the state tax being a big deal. As soon as GMs are weaponizing it with each other and kind of colluding, isn't this a small level of collusion?
It's more colluding with
the player.
The player, though, right? Okay, more than with another.
But if you're
another
now,
team.
Now I've got a handful of GMs that get to work in one space and a handful that don't get to go there, and there's an agreement.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make an agreement with my players that if they take $1 million less, not only will it be the same, but I won't trade you somewhere where that ends up being less.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right, I'm not going to trade you somewhere where your $4.5 million is going to get cut and 40% is going to get taken away because I decided to trade you to Toronto,
yeah.
For instance. And
that's the tough part.
Yeah, that's tough because there would be guys, I'm sure that not everybody, but there would be guys, maybe this was Marchment, where he thought I could get $5.5 million
mm-hmm.
and I'll take $4.5 million from you. And then a year later, you trade him to a place where he could have got $5.5 million and
right.
It would have been better. It's kind of like an inner web of the GMs that are in charge of those teams, I guess, if that were to be a regular thing. But am I still to believe that this is something that would happen often?
Well,
hey, this player that Tampa signed to a good deal, they traded him to Vegas instead of to Chicago because of the contract that they signed and how Vegas doesn't have state tax and Chicago does. Because if that starts happening, like a lot, then that's a problem, I think.
The second part of this, rather, is, all right, why do so many Sabres players want out? I mean, the losing, this and that. Is there any element of it? Let's talk about this for J.G. Paterka. Here's Merrick saying that GMs and other markets know I can offer less. I can pay less mm-hmm. for the same player. Now, let's say I'm under contract. I'm Rasmus Dahlin. My contract's $11 million. You know, if I ask to be traded to one of these seven teams, I make $1 million more in addition to leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a financial incentive to leave, and now GMs work in that space. It's no longer.
Yeah.
I saw someone quote, I apologize, who quote tweeted it, but it was like that Merrick tweet is the quiet part out loud, that the GMs are weaponizing it. And maybe we thought they were, but that's kind of quiet. And now it's about trades involving the state tax
yeah.
and doing right by a player. Not to send him some... Are the 10 no-trade clause, no-trade teams for a lot of these players the highest tax teams? It's a lot of Canada,
mm-hmm.
and it's Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
and it's... You might have
it's
to ask...
teams that are probably bad and also... Like Seattle, for instance, like this guy's got a 10-team no-trade list. You know, who are the Kraken, right? Who are the Seattle Kraken? They are a new team that made the playoffs a couple years ago and didn't do much, and then they've missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. And they had 76 points last year. How many players on the team can you name? Like, they're not really a team flush with stars, right? Shouldn't that a team like that be on a guy's no-trade list?
Yep.
Team that's not very good, doesn't have a lot really on the roster, and everything's kind of new there. They weren't on the list. I think maybe that would be more of it, that a team like Seattle could find themselves on a lot lesser of these lists, even though they're not winning. But it's, well, if I got to pick between a couple of teams that aren't winning, I'll leave off this team because my $4.5 million there is $4.5 million, and my $4.5 million in Columbus is going to be 2.8. You know, if the difference would be that high.
Right.
So I think it would be more of an impact that way. Because like, just in a hockey sense, make every argument in the world that Seattle should have been on that guy's 10-team no-trade list.
Yeah, probably.
But they're not. Unless they were and he waived it to go there. But at that point, why weren't they on it in the first place. I don't know.
803-0550, our phone number. So there you go. Deep into third round picks and state tax to open the show.
Yeah.
Sorry. Apologies. But the NHL offseason's here. Multiple trades now. We've seen multiple trades. And, you know, kind of just waiting. The Paterka stuff continues to be pushed hard. His agent is clearly working.
Why would that be? Because he is,
he wants out.
That reeks of like you're exhausting avenues to get out.
Yep.
To get a trade somewhere else, and that's really I think the only way you can do that. Yeah, if you have.
I'd look for any other explanation for somebody who thinks he doesn't want out and the reporting is wrong. Yeah. One or two reporters are linking every single possible team, and that's not coming from 8 to 9 teams are all individually telling these reporters. It's got to be, right? The most plausible explanation is the agent is saying, yeah, I've had a couple talks with so-and-so about an offer sheet, and they really like my guy, and they might make an offer.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be that. You have 8 sources giving you something or 1 source giving you 8 things. So I don't know. I don't think it's fake. I don't think it's off base. I just think the more and more you get, oh, by the way, 5 more teams. Okay. All right. I think it's pretty clear what's happening here with Paterka.
When do we know when teams can sign offer sheets? Like, that can't happen right now,
It's the same as unrestricted free agency.
July 1st.
That's when the league year kind of starts, and yeah, you can sign at that point.
Right, because technically Paterka's still on his contract from last year.
Yep.
Until July 1st when it becomes the RFA status. Okay, so July 1st.
So just to go back, I mean, the calendar might have changed slightly, but when Edmonton signed Vanek to that offer sheet, the Sabres had signed the match on July 6th. So,
yeah, what was the date? Was it the same day as Drury and Briere that they signed the offer sheet, or was it the next day that Edmonton signed him, not when the Sabres matched? Because the 6th, that's days later, I think, right? Was there like a, like you would have been doing the show, is there like a 3-day period where it's, are they going to match, are they not going to match? Twitter doesn't exist then, so I don't know if there were like rumors.
I know that it didn't, you're allowed a week. And I know the Sabres did not take a full week. I don't know how much time they did take. I've been trying. I'm looking for that now. Maybe somebody out there remembers or somebody on the chat remembers. I don't think it was the next day that they matched. It might have been. It was fairly swift.
Yeah.
They both left on July 1st. And then maybe it's the 5th that the Oilers do that offer sheet. And the 6th, the Sabres call together their presser to announce it. And Darcy kind of said, you know, if you want to shop somewhere else, basically.
Yeah.
It'd be a tough one for him. Losing 2 players because, you know, they weren't going to pay. And then the Vanek offer sheet. I don't think it happened on July 1st because that would mean they waited 6 days, five days to announce that they were going to match it. I think it was more quick than that.
Yeah, the story I'm reading right now from that year was, it doesn't say when he signed it, but it says without hesitation, the Sabres decided to match.
Yep.
So they did it. Whatever they did it, it must have been very quickly.
Memories. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. There have been 9 offer sheets signed going back. Ryan Kesler.
Vanek?
Ryan Kesler, Thomas Vanek, Dustin Penner, David Backes, Steve Bernier, Nicholas Hjalmarsson.
And these are all players that retired years ago.
Ryan O'Reilly, and then Sebastian Aho. There was a 6-year gap to Aho, then Kotkaniemi in 2021. So we haven't seen one since 2021.
Last year there were 2.
That's right, the 2 Oilers Blues ones.
Broberg and Holloway, okay. I think, were the 2. And they were small. Those were small ones. So.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's only
second round pick maybe was compensation. Like it was. I don't think a first round pick went to Edmonton.
Yeah, the most interesting one is Kotkaniemi, who signed a 1-year, $6 million offer sheet, where it was, he's overpaid now. You're going to overpay him?
Well, and wasn't that seen as retaliation for Aho being offer sheeted?
Yes.
That's why they did that?
Mm-hmm. Then he went to Carolina.
Yeah.
And agreed to an 8-year extension.
Yeah.
So, anyway, 803-0550, good morning. Paul at 7. The Sabres and the offseason upon us, the draft a week away. And trades are already starting to happen in the NHL. We can chat about it with you as we roll through this warm, although nice today. It's going to be hot and humid for the next like week.
Right into your 100 holes.
100 holes of golf, walking through humidity.
You know, yeah, it's bad when you see a map of the entire United States and they're talking about some sort of like generational humidity event. Like, okay, generational humidity event.
I might have made that up, but it seems
that's,
like
that just, oh, that's what we're getting to. Nothing has sounded worse ever than generational humidity event.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, 91, 80s the rest of the week. It's going to be a hot, hot weekend. So summer has arrived. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.